Go ahead and have a seat. Those of you here for the first time tonight, welcome to the most special of weekends around here. We have 50 that are registered to be baptized tonight. Tonight, yeah. There's going to be a whole lot of pruned fingers by the time this night is over with. And, you know, do we try to be as authentic as we can be? And, you know, I got to let you know that I'm an emotional wreck, just a wreck. These nights, these weekends just wreck me. And I think that doing it this long, it wouldn't. I'd finally grow up. But I think the older you get, I was just talking with Dave Sharp, you know, and the finish line's not as far away as it used to be. You see the implications of these decisions for Christ. You see, you have greater inventory of the implications of moments like this. Moments like this. Where people have, they cross that Maginot line. You know, the Maginot line was that moment when the Allies went into the Battle of the Bulge and there was no return. That was the Maginot line, World War II. And I always think of that. Baptism is the Maginot line. You know, that you come out of these waters not the same. Not the same. And it's just a really big deal. What is baptism? I have a tea bag. And I have water. So imagine the tea bag is contemplating baptism. Baptism, the Greek word baptizo, literally, it's unfortunate that it was transliterated and a new word was made up called baptism, because baptizo actually means immersion, to dip or to plunge, to immerse. So all those words that are translated baptism should actually be immerse. And you know, if we could talk to a teabag contemplating baptism, we would say, hey, teabag, what are you waiting for, right? What are you waiting for? And the teabag might say, well, I don't have it all figured out. I don't really understand what's about to happen. Right? I don't quite know what's next. But I think that what's next is maybe what I was made for. And so, Mr. Teabag brings his or her 5% faith and says, you know, I don't have much faith, but what I have, I'm going to give to Christ. And he has commanded me to identify with him in an act of death and burial and resurrection. And so Mr. or Miss Teabag says, you know, here I go. And they go into the water. And what happens is the tea bag becomes one with the water, doesn't it? Becomes one with the water. And this, the great symbolism of the tea bag analogy, is that the tea bag stains the water. Many of you are going to stain the water tonight, right? This is black tea. And the idea is, you know, baptism is a statement of cleansing. When Saul, the persecutor of Christ, converted to become Paul, the preacher of Christ, there was a significant statement made to him at that point of conversion. Acts 22:16, someone said to him, what are you waiting for? Arise, be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on his name. And part of what this demonstrates is this cleansing, this oneness with what baptism represents, and it represents the life, the death, and the resurrection of God on earth. Now, I want to give those of you who are being baptized tonight a little what's going to happen. Because baptism symbolizes that life of Christ, the death, surrender. You know, tonight you won't even baptize yourself. Somebody else will lower you into the water. And it's a part of, the symbolism is a part of that dying. We're dying to not my will, but your will be done, right? But then there's this moment, those of you who are going to be baptized in a few minutes, where you're under the water and the whole world is just shut out. We'll lower you slowly into the water and there'll be that brief pause. Now, Grady Nutt, the old comedian, used to say, everybody knows that baptizo means you hold them under until they bubble. We're not going to hold you under that long. But there will be that brief moment that I want you to just take it in, that brief moment where it's just you and Christ in death together. But he didn't stay dead, did he? For just a brief moment, there's death. Because then, the team will pull you out of the water in this explosion of resurrection. And that's the life. That now the truest thing about you is that Jesus Christ lives in you. The truest thing about you is that the good Father, you are a beloved child of His with supreme value and worth just as you are today, and that He lives in you. And because He lives, you can face anything. You can face anything. And you'll never forget this day. You'll never forget August the 29th, 2015. Even if when you were younger you did this before, you'll never forget this day. Why? Because this is a day that goes bigger and bigger as you get closer and closer to crossing the Maginot line of life. And so delight as we delight in this moment of look at the water and the tea bag becoming one. Now, the team is going to sing a song right now. And I'm going to do something that's a little bit risky. But one of my jobs is to show the sacredness of the seemingly mundane things in life. As a biblical teacher, that's one of my jobs, is to show all of life is sacred and holy. And I want to do something that's going to connect something that seems mundane to the holy, sacred celebration of the sacrament of baptism. This song is about a parable Jesus told, Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven, meaning the rule of God, the presence of God on earth, is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found the treasure, he hid it again. And then, in his joy, he went and he sold all he had and bought that field. He sort of stumbled across this treasure, but when he realized what was really there, that he had maybe stumbled over that through that field many times, maybe thousands of times, not knowing that treasure was right there. Once he did, he liquidated all his assets to buy that field. And this is to me, it's like my favorite parable to explain something. The connectivity between our giving ourselves and our talents and our time and our treasures to the experience of the kingdom. And that what we're about to do right now are so closely intertwined. We're going to offer up ourselves through offering. And then we're going to leave this room, and some who just offered up offerings or not, some others who didn't are going to watch, some others are going to get baptized. And those two actions are so tied together. Because first of all, the people this weekend who do this don't do this if you don't do this. Amen? It doesn't happen. You make this happen, people. You make this happen. And so I want to right now tie together, as when they begin this song, we're going to pass the bags. And this is the time to make a decision, imagine a decision for Christ. Some are going to just say, you know, this is my mundane activity of going to push pay, going to my wallet, going to my checkbook, whatever. But it's holy, it's sacred, because that ends up there, out there, right? That's where it ends up. And it's a treasure that we've discovered. A while back, I was asking a gal, she'd come and her life had come alive in Christ here. And I said, well, how did you find it? Because I always ask that question. I always ask, well, how did you discover Southbrook? And it's almost always, well, a friend invited me. She said, you know what? One weekend I was driving by here and I just saw all these cars turning right into this place. And I just pulled in with the cars. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I came a few weekends and she said, I found something. I'm thinking, you know, that's the treasure in the field. She'd driven by dozens of times, but one day she drives in. The treasure's there, right? Right? So, right now, we're going to give up our treasures so that the treasure becomes real. Do you see this? And then we're going to go out and celebrate the treasure. Are you with me? Let's do this as the team sings right now. Let's do this.
And me.
Wow, in all my years here, that is one of my favorite songs we have ever done right there. Because that says it, I found your love in an open field, right? Amen. And if you'll let this love just kind of sink in, you know, the teabag comes out of the water and you say, hey, teabag, how does it feel? That was right. That's what I was made for. And you were made to immerse yourself in his love. Amen. If you have children, go get them and then meet us out there, because we got about 50 people to dunk in the water tonight before we go. Amen. We'll see you out there. We'll see you out there. Thank you, guys. It was awesome.